help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
We did it. We made it. Tune in Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., the Mickey Paula Show right here on The Roar. Scott Reimer is going to talk some Clemson football with us. Josh William will preview the weekend in college football. We'll get a ReedyLandCo.com hunting and fish report. We're going to review Thursday night's action, preview Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday's action. You don't want to miss it. A big college football weekend kicking off. Love to start your weekend off right. It's the Mickey Paula Show, Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar.
Waltham Tula Road Rage. Boise State's about to take a touchdown lead because South Florida, for some reason, decided to go on fourth down from their own territory. It's just an absolute mystery puzzle. Why you would do that, I have no idea, none whatsoever. And they just fumbled the snap. Boise State fumbled the snap. He's short. He did not get in. Yeah, they marked it right. You marked it good. You spotted it good there, refs. I need two more of those fumbles from Ron. It's the only way South Florida is going to keep him out of the end zone. I have no idea. I have no idea what South Florida is doing going on fourth down. None. From their own territory. Just stupid. Punt the friggin' ball. Live to play the next play. I mean, it's the start of the game. It's the start of the season. Third down. Did who jumped? Who moved? False start? Man, you hate that, don't you? You hate that, Ramona, when your team, this time, your team is on the 6-inch line, and they take a false start penalty, so now you have a 5-yard penalty. So now South Florida has some sort of chance. Let's go, South Florida. Let's go. You gotta make up for this stuff. Hey, CD, I'm coming to you in a second. First of all, I got to tell you about a awesome giveaway that we're having, all right? Once we go past CD on this, I will take the second caller, on this deal. Celebrate Anderson. It's the big Roar giveaway. August 31st, the William Floyd Amphitheater, part of the Anderson Civic Center. It's all that complex. And it is cool in the gang. How about that? And Boise State just scored. The prize pack is $100 total value. Fast pass admission for four people, Cool and the Gang merchandise voucher, food truck voucher, Celebrate Anderson picnic blanket, a fireworks viewing glasses, all this stuff. How about that? Tickets are going to be sent via email. Winners will pick up their prize pack at will call. So you're going to pick up this whole deal at the will call. It's insane. Absolutely incredible, and it's Sunday, and it's a great value. Man, we're hooking you up with all sorts of things. So you'll want this. So get on, and like I said, all right, let me get to my man CD.
You're taking the second caller?
Yeah, that's the second caller right there.
All right, hang on.
Yep, so we have a winner. That didn't take long. CD, what's going on there, CD?
Well, first off, that's not fair.
Well, I didn't know you. You got in before the fun started. See, Dad, you
know. I know. It's just not fair because I'm gonna give you a cool story about Cool in the Gang.
Oh, okay.
My dad was actually a singer in the Mike Curb congregation, and he used to do backup singing for Sammy Davis Jr.
How about that? Yeah. There's the last thing on earth I expected to hear today: a Sammy Davis Jr. Rat Pack mention. So that was, for those who don't know, that had been Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and all those dudes.
And so
the Mafiosa.
Exactly. So he actually told me a story about in Hollywood, you know, late 60s with Cool in the Gang that I'll leave off air. However, he's we've always listened to them cleaning up on Sunday mornings when I was growing up.
Well, how about that? That's awesome. I didn't know that. Yeah. Besides, I figured you're like in Brazil or something. So,
you know, I just got back. So I was there for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. So you know what? You don't need any prizes in Anderson. You've been in Brazil, my man.
We will. I'm gonna just say shout out to Ramona for always posting the podcast on time, because with the time difference, I have to listen to you at night or in the morning when I'm there, and I've listened to every show. And now that I'm back, I was like, well, I can finally call in.
Yeah, and about time.
I have some heartburn. We gave up Thielen, and just don't know if our guys are ready yet to do what Thielen did on third down for Bryce. And this is the first time, you remember I told you all offseason, I'm not getting involved. I'm staying away. But this is the first time that I felt a little heartburn.
Well, remember, for a while, Thielen was talking all sorts of negative crap about Bryce. He didn't want him at quarterback at all. So I don't know. Maybe there's still a little bad blood there, too. I don't know. I mean, you know, look, Thielen is starting to get up there a little bit, too.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I hope we bring Hunter back and
I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah, they were saying he was up and down the last couple of weeks at camp. Yeah. Like, so after consistent performance, like, you're going to wear down. But the last 2 weeks were not good reports that I was reading. So
yeah.
I wouldn't count on that either.
Yeah, that ship may have sailed.
Anyways, I'm so excited. This will be my first Clemson home game, at least tailgate. I saw the price of the tickets, and I told my wife I was going to go to the game, and she said, you know that's 3 weeks of daycare, right? And I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's 3 weeks of daycare.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that at first.
Yeah.
That would be a lot.
Yeah. Or one trip to Brazil.
Yeah.
Those are paid for.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that, so my question is, and I'll come off, go to get off the air. What are Cade's stats? Because you've gone, based on the podcast, you've gone up and down. You're like 30 attempts, 35 attempts, 40 attempts. And then you got mad the other day. It was like 60 attempts. But what are
I don't think I've changed that view at all. I was keeping something for later in the week about what I thought the offensive game plan would be, but I don't remember speaking about Cade's attempts before yesterday. But I think
I just say what did his stats and attempts need to be?
Yeah.
For us to win.
Yeah.
And then tell me on a season perspective what you think Bryce is going to do.
All right. On the Cade front, I think he goes – this is what I actually think is going to happen, and I think this results in a Clemson win. I think he goes 27 for 45 for 305 yards, two or three touchdowns. Maybe one pick. I think that's what he does. I think Clemson is coming out and chucking the ball. Four wide receivers, I think that's what they're doing. I think that's what you're going to see. I think this stuff about playing it conservatively, you don't win games like this playing conservatively. You have to go all out, and I think that's what they're going to do. I think
this is going to be the first year we see the true TCU offense.
Yeah, well, and look, they ran the ball too, but Clemson's going to run it, but not against this team. This team's going to try and find Perkins in coverage. They're going to try and find that nickel in coverage, and they're going to throw the ball. I mean, and it's what they should do. I remember Garrett Riley, I think it was he was being interviewed by Kwok and Ben, I think. I don't know where I heard it, but But he was asked about, you know, multiple tight ends and that type of thing. And he said, well, you know, then I'm going to have to take one of my receivers, you know, off the field. And
Oh, that's all you need to know. Yeah. I'm an executive. I'm telling you. Right. When you say something like that.
Right. I think that's the answer. I mean, I think you have at least four and probably more talented receivers. And I think those are the guys who are going to play. I mean, you know, I hear all this tight end stuff. I think Betancourt is remarkably talented. And I think at some point it's going to show out. But I think at the start of this year, you're going to go with what you know and the guys who are proven. And the guys who are proven on this team are the wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a big dose of them. I think that's what you're getting early. I think Clemson's coming right out and throwing. Now, I think initially, especially if LSU lines up like I think they're going to, I think you're going to see a lot of short, quick game throws early. And then I think as the game goes on, you're going to see Clemson taking more and more vertical shots.
As a guy that graduated in 2010, I can't wait to go back. I know the campus looks totally different.
Yeah.
I haven't been back in about 4 years.
Yeah, because you've been in Brazil.
So I can't wait to get back to the upstate. Can't wait to get back to the upstate.
Yeah.
I'm going to Joe's New York Pizza, and I think I'm going to grab a case.
You got to get some Moretti's. You got to get some Moretti's in Malden. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Oh, yeah, Moretti's. Unbelievable. You got to get there.
Moretti's in Malden. Okay. Yeah. On the list.
Yep.
All right. Is Bryce going to throw for 3,000 yards this year? Yes or no? I'll take that off.
Yeah. Thank you, CD. Yes, he is. Yeah. He'll be over that. I mean, I think he's getting better. And I think that Canales is the right coach to help him improve. So I think he's getting better. All right. I've just been sent this from Tennessee Basketball. Joe sent me this. AD Danny White announced Thursday a lifetime contract for the most accomplished leader in the history of Tennessee men's basketball. They give him Rick Barnes a lifetime contract. A lifetime of losing in the NCAA tournament. Congratulations. Congratulations on signing up for that, Tennessee. A lifetime of getting bounced right at the beginning of the NCAA tournament. Congrats on that. Illini Jay. Jay, how are you, Jay? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, thanks very much for having me on.
Absolutely.
I just like, you know, even though I had a very inauspicious start to my picking season, I did take K-State minus the four last week, and that was quite frankly a god-awful football game.
It was.
But I hope you agree with me on this. I'd like to take Nebraska minus the 5.5 tonight. And I also take Miami, Ohio.
That number's come down to 5.5? Because it was
It
was 6.5, 7 when I saw it. If it's come down to 5.5, that would worry me some. I think Nebraska wins that game, but it's to me it's close. I mean, I think Cincinnati's tough and competitive. I think Nebraska wins like 24-17, something like that.
Well, then I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And I'll also take I'll take Miami, Ohio plus the 18.5 against Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can't argue that. I mean, Wisconsin's got to prove they can score.
And I think the Red Hawks, River Hawks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Red Hawks.
Hawks. Yeah, I just don't think Wisconsin has. Boy, they really want Brett Bielema back.
Well, you know, I can understand it, especially the way things have worked out so far with Fickell. So, and I think Bielema's a terrific football coach, as you know.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, I'll just let you go with that, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jay.
And hope you guys have a great night.
Thank you, Jay. You too. Good. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, look, Ed has dragged himself to the show. That's nice of Ed. Before we get to Ed, let me tell you about Underdog. Because football is back, and Underdog is the best place to make picks with win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. Look, I'm in on all sorts of stuff. I can't access it right this second. I'm in on all sorts of stuff. I made up another play today on Clemson. largely on Clemson players, because I think they're coming out and chucking the ball. South Florida going deep. Oh, Brown had him. Brown had him. His receiver had two steps. That was a touchdown. Brown, you know. So South Florida trying to come back a little bit. In any case, this is all underdog talk tomorrow. It's South Florida. It's South Florida and Boise State underdog talk. I'm not in on this, any players in this particular game, but I took this morning, I took Cade Klubnik, this combination, I took Cade Klubnik to go higher than 34.5 pass attempts. I took Brian Wesco to have a reception higher than 25.5. I took Moore to go over 50, higher than 52.5 receiving yards. And what else did I take? I took Antonio Williams to go higher than 5.5 catches. And then from LSU standpoint, I took Caden to go higher than 0.5 rushing or receiving touchdowns. So it was a five. So let me tell you what happened. So I made this play, and I'm playing with house money. So I put $100 on this play, this five-way, and it paid $1,200 and something. But, and here's the but, as I made the play, this thing pops up with a 60-second clock that says supercharge your play. I've never seen this before. But I had 60 seconds to decide for another $60 whether I wanted to potentially double that. So I did it. I needed like 15 seconds to think about it because I had never seen it before. But at around the 40-second mark, I said, okay, let's do it. You're playing with your money anyway. So now that play is $160 play. I have $160 play on that play. And if it wins $2,400 and something. I had never seen that before, but I like it. I like it. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details _.html for details. Concern with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All righty. What just happened there? We're going to take a quick break. Ed, you'll be up first when we get back. South Florida trying to put some sort of drive together. Now they get a holding penalty. It's a shame because Brown just busted off a 20-some-yard run. He's still running. Actually, he scored. Oh, are you kidding me? Brown just scored from 40 yards on an amazing run. I did Brown over 50 yards rush, higher than 50 yards rushing, Ramona, on another underdog play. He just would have won it, but it's coming back, I'm sure, for holding. Ah! Walt Zeptula, Road Rage.
Hi, friends. I don't know about you, but I'm all about solutions, especially when it comes to life's biggest problems, like the health crisis that America is facing right now. That's why I'm so excited about my great experience with PhD Weight Loss. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking those weight loss drugs. In fact, just the opposite. PhD clients learn how to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food, behavioral coaching, and a proven science. These are habits that last a lifetime. I'm talking forever. I hope you'll get in touch with my great friends at PhD Weight Loss here in the Greenville office. Tell them that Mike V from The Roar sent you and that you want to learn how PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. If you're already on a weight loss drug and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team can help. Give them a call at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment. And when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me. When you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
All right, Ramona. So my South Florida team bounces back a little bit. They kick a 53-yard field goal I was screaming, punt the ball. I did not want that, but I'll take it. And that gets me back inside the number. You know, they're actually playing well. I mean, they've been the better team. I mean, Boise State benefited from the ridiculous decision to go on fourth down from their own territory. That's, you know, how they scored. There's a nice hit in the backfield. That's what I'm talking about, a little defensive penetration. Yeah, yeah. I like that, Ramona. I like that. Yeah, we haven't really got to speak about any of these games yet on the contest, and we're going to have to save some of it perhaps for tomorrow. We'll see. but the breakdown on this game, Ramona, was what? It was like 8-4 in terms of Boise State. What do you have in the breakdown of this game? I just think that South Florida is going to win this game. If they're not going to win, they're going to lose by 3. I mean, I just thought this game was fairly obvious to me. I mean, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I just thought that at worst for South Florida, this is like a 3-point game. I just don't see Boise State with no Ashton DT covering 6.5. And again, this line opened out like 10 and went down to 6.5. And I think that tells you sort of the direction that it was headed. You know, we'll see. Long way to go. It can certainly tilt either way right now. We still have 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 7-3 Boise State. Boise State has a 3rd and 12 from their own 12. No pressure all day to throw, and it's a first down. Yeah, if you're gonna give him no pressure and all day to throw, he's good enough to complete those throws. So that's a terrible. You know, you make a great play on first down. You do a nice job in second down. You get him in 3rd and 12, and then you don't pressure the quarterback at all. That's no good. That's no good. That's how you give up that first down. I see you waving in there. I see you acting hysterically in there. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. Do you have a plumbing problem, Ramona? Is that what's going on there? You might. Actually, you sort of do, don't you?
No.
Oh, well.
Not right now.
The flipper is working?
Yeah, it's working right now.
Good. hey, who was voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row? You know the answer. Yell them right out. Roto-Rooter, 2024 and 2025. Who? Roto-Rooter. Nobody else. Roto-Rooter. The same people who always win everything because they've been the most trusted local plumber for over 40 years. Roto-Rooter has been operational for almost 100 years. And the upstate, the same family has owned the franchises for over 40 years, over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years in business. This is Roto-Rooter. Commercial and residential plumbing, open 24/7, 365. When you call Roto-Rooter, you speak with a live human being. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. They direct help on the way to you. Sewer and drain cleaning, full-service plumbing. All they do is plumbing, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high velocity water jetting, faucet sinks and disposals, tubs and toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. When it comes to plumbing, there's only one Roto-Rooter. It's the name you know, it's the people you trust. In the upstate, it's Clemson alumni who have owned the franchise for over 40 years. Have this number. You may not need it right this second, but you'll need it. I'm only here 4 hours a day. You know, so if you have a plumbing emergency at 11 o'clock, you can't call me. You have to call them. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. Roto-Rooter.com. You will thank me later. So South Florida forces a punt. Defense looking good. Boise State can't get much going. I like it. I like it. I'm feeling good, Ramona. I'm feeling good. I'll tell you, South Florida, probably to win. Probably to win. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, Ed. I'm well. I have had the occasion to use Roto-Rooter not once, but twice.
There you go.
And me being in Honeypath, where I reside, I forget if they pointed me. They've got a Greenville section and an Anderson section.
Yep,
I forget who just did.
Same people.
Took care of me.
Yep.
But they're good.
Yep. Thank you, Ed. That means a lot.
Yep. And look here. It's been a while since I've heard Stewart thank God. And, you know, I've been trying to keep my mouth shut. I'm 35 years graduated from Clemson. If we did a reunion like high schools, I'd be going to my 35th.
How about that?
Let me tell you something. We're going to beat LSU into the ground.
Oh, no. Stewart's not going to like that, Ed.
I don't care what Stewart likes. It's not going to be just ugly, ugly. But I think it's going to be lower scoring than a lot of people think. I've got us winning by a crooked number. Call it 26 to 18.
Okay. Okay. That's
lots of goofy things going on. Missed PATs, lots of field goals.
Okay. You know. That's reasonable.
I don't know. What I really wish, Walt, is these gas prices would calm down. Well, I just got done paying $2.62, I think. Whereas a couple weeks ago, I was paying $2.42.
Well, now those what were you paying? You know what? You know what, Ed? You know the question I'd ask, Ed? What were you paying 2 years ago?
About a dollar higher than that.
That's right. That's right. So remember where you came from.
Yep. Well, it's still too high. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I am happy with the current regime, exactly. Unlike a lot of people. Yeah. But
well, I think you know, I think a lot of people are happy.
Yeah, they are. It takes a while to roll the rainbow drapes back up from the White House and all, you know, to get that stuff right. But look here, this weekend, I think Virginia Tech is going to cover with Carolina. What is that line?
7.5.
I think they're going to cover that. I don't know why. I think Carolina will win the game, but I'm thinking by field goal, something like 23-20. That's just my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
This game here, I'm assuming you have South Florida, right?
I do. Yeah. It's, I think,
Walter.
Yes, I do, Ed.
Always remember.
Yeah.
It takes 3 field goals to beat a touchdown, so you're going to have to start pedaling, sir.
Well, you know, I feel really good, Ed. South Florida should be winning, and so I'm not worried. Plus, I'm getting sick, so I feel good.
The reason I kind of like South Florida is their mascot. Aren't they the Bulls?
Yes.
You know, I wonder why they did that today. Based it after the Jacksonville Bulls or the old USFL or what? There's just something odd about that.
They got a pretty cool. They got a pretty cool helmet insignia too. They got a pretty cool helmet and stuff. I mean, Bull.
They should have called themselves the Alligators. Yeah.
That might be. Yeah. Ed, I got to go. Ed, I got to go. I got to go. Good talking to you, Ed, as always. Let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Look, where are you going to eat, man? Where are you going to eat tonight? You got to get to Moretti's. Moretti's is incredible. Moretti's in Walden. Ramona, what's the sandwich you and I are both craving? It's Mama's Italian Beef. Is that
Yeah.
We are both craving. We have not had that. I have had the beef on Weck. It's to die for. It's just as advertised. It's friggin' unbelievable. It's roast beef piled high on a Cumberweck bun, served with au jus and some horseradish sauce on the side. That sandwich is incredible. Real roast beef, piled hide, cooked to perfection. The pizzas, buffalo-style pizzas, buffalo-style wings. Actually, it's not buffalo-style. It's buffalo pizza and buffalo wings. There's no style. It's authentic. The originator was from Buffalo. Jeff and Luke, who own it now, still the original owner, who's an elderly gentleman, still hangs out there. All the original recipes are still being utilized. And they went to Buffalo themselves just to compare their wings to the wings in Buffalo, and they found the wings in Buffalo wanting. How about that? So the best wings on earth. The pizza is to die for. I had the Greek pizza. It was amazing. Ramona had a Buffalo pizza with...
Is that what it's called? Because it was really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is that what you call it, a Buffalo pizza?
Well, it's all Buffalo pizza.
Okay.
That's how it's made. And it's a, you know, all-time Buffalo recipes. But the food is just absolutely incredible at Moretti's, and they have all sorts of stuff. Friday, they have Friday fish fry. It's awesome. People come from everywhere for that, too. Trust me, get to Moretti's. Try everything they have to offer. You're not going to want to leave, and you're going to want to try everything because the food is just unbelievable. Moretti's of Malden. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. It's just a special place. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Greg and Clemson, you'll be up first. We'll see how many of these games we get to today. Of course, we'll carry this over to tomorrow. And I got a bunch of other odd stuff tomorrow. Odds, football odds, I should say. And we'll also have some odds and ends. Walter Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes. And it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance. We offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Let the timeless harmonies of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young come alive. Harvest Moon pays stunning tribute to the legends who shaped a generation. Powered by the elite of Atlanta's music scene, four-part vocal magic and pure musical soul. Experience unforgettable classics performed by the Masters live August 29th at the Wahala Performing Arts Center. Grab your tickets now at WahalaPack.com. A night of vintage vibes and heartfelt harmonies awaits.
Tiger fans and bargain shoppers alike, come shop Elkmont's Labor Day sale going on now. Elkmont features great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Columbia, and more. Enjoy savings up to 75% off. On Friday and Saturday, join Elkmont for an inventory reduction sale in the parking lot at the Clemson location. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 in Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Your utility company could put money back in your pocket when you upgrade your heating and air. With Duke Energy, you could get over $2,000 in rebates on a dual fuel system. Add federal tax credits ending December 31st, and that's serious savings. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air for a free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor, and get a free bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce. Upgrade to Armstrong Air today, quality comfort you can count on. Visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks, then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong.
And Walt Deb Tulip Road Rage. You know, it's funny when you watch some of these television commercials on the, like the monitor above us, and you don't have any volume. Some of them you really have no friggin' idea what they're selling. Like,
oh no, you'll find out till the end.
But they just had some blonde chick sitting by a pool with some, I don't know, a stuffed shark in her hand, and
that's what it looked like.
And then whatever that other thing was, whatever that long thing was, she was also holding, and she's just sitting there by a pool talking, and you have no idea. And then at the very end, the word Verizon pops up.
That's all. Nothing, no phone.
I knew that. I knew it. I knew they were going to call it incomplete. They called it incomplete.
Okay, so is that good or bad?
No, it's bad. I wanted them to call it fumble because he recovered it after Boise State blew it, but they called it incomplete. And I had a feeling they were going to do that. Very disappointing because now it's 3rd and 10. They took a stupid offensive penalty, 5 yards. They were moving the ball.
Well,
they were moving the ball at will, and they took a stupid 5-yard penalty that just a killer. You just can't do it.
If he'd have lost the ball, if the other player were to recover that ball, they would have kept it in, made it a fumble.
No, it still would have come back. It would have been South Florida's ball. It was an incomplete pass.
Oh, okay.
And I honestly, even though I'm rooting for South Florida, I didn't want it to be the case. You know, I said to you during the break that's an incomplete pass.
And yes, that's what I totally forgot what you were
but
talking
the,
about.
But the penalty is the real killer because, you know, they had like 2nd and 3, and then they took the stupid penalty. And you can't make those mistakes. That's how you kill drives, and you wind up kicking field goals. You wind up losing these type of games. And look, there's no question they've got the better of the play thus far. No question. Except they've done some idiotic things. They took that stupid penalty. They went on 4th down from their own territory, which is still just a mystery to me. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
Hey, thanks, Walt. I called earlier, but I had to hang up. But during that time, I had an interesting conversation with Ramona. And the interesting part was when she asked if I knew the Flintstones. And I said, well, yeah, I know them very well. I used to watch them every day before Gilligan's Island.
All right, Greg, I got to stop you for 1 second. Because my man Brown, on an off-schedule run, just went 35 yards for a touchdown, which not only puts South Florida up and my pick leading there, but I also have Brown to rush for higher than 50 yards in this game on Underdog. It's a double win, Greg. Let's go.
All right. So, anyway, I got the story about Pebbles. I asked her if the woman was barefooted. Ramona said, I don't know. I didn't see her feet.
You can't see their feet. They're on TV on ESPN.
Ramona thinks she has big feet, too.
She probably does.
Yeah, yeah, well, of course. So here's what, think about this. Now, don't say no right off the bat. On Halloween, y'all should do a remote broadcast. You could be Bam Bam and she could be Pebbles.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
What?
No.
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 Listen, you're the road race guy. You got a club walking around.
Yeah, but
bam,
no.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, no.
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 Just think about it. Just think about it.
All right, we'll consider that, Greg.
All right. So,
no.
Okay. All right, so I finally waded into the world of underdog.
Oh, yes. So,
all right, so here's a question. First, you guys you archive your broadcast, right? Like,
yes.
I could go back.
Yes.
Okay, because you were rattling off what you picked, and I was driving, so I couldn't take notes on it, but I do remember picking Klubnik throwing over 34.5 attempts.
Yeah, I took that. I took Westcoat's longest reception to be over higher than 25.5. I took T.J. Moore to be higher than 52.5. I took Antonio Williams to have higher than 5.5 catches.
Those, I did that too. Yeah.
Those are the four Clemson plays.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You cannot bet on teams in South Carolina, but you can bet on individuals.
Well, it's fantasy. You're not. It's not betting. It's fantasy.
It's fantasy?
Yep.
So you don't really win any money?
No, you can win money.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. So it's reality.
Yeah.
But it's fantasy.
Yes.
Yes.
It's reality and fantasy. That's in a nutshell, Greg. You've got it.
I got it now. Well, the last question is, tell me about the place you were talking about earlier, Moretti's. Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Moretti's in Malden. Go. You'll thank me later.
Oh, in Malden?
Yeah. It's worth it.
Well, like, you know, Jim Davis used to say, I'd have to ride a pregnant mare over there so I'd have a ride back home.
Yeah,
so far.
Do it. You'll thank me later.
All right. Okay, bam, bam.
All right, Greg. We'll see you. Thank you, Greg. So Ramona now, South Florida up 10-7, really has dominated this game and should be up by more. That's the sad part. And now, who was this on South Florida? Did they jump? They did. They got to stop with the stupid penalties. You have to stop with the stupid penalties. Noah in Spartanburg. Noah, how are you? Noah, good to have you.
How about them Cowboys? Let me tell you, Walt. When you think, all right, they've thrown all the haymakers they can throw at each other. They're going to get it done. Season's starting. We're going to get it done.
Yep.
Man, I check my phone after getting off work, and I see he has gone into the north, the great white north. Yep. He has decided I'm a cheesehead. The reason for my call is this. I'm talking to my friends, and I'm starting to think that this is a Stephen Jones call. This ain't Jerry. Jerry's out the door. He's now letting Steven run this, I think. Steven hadn't wanted to pay players since before they got Dion.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't think Jerry's very involved in any of the football decisions or operations now other than writing the big checks. I think he's
being the scapegoat. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Jerry. It's been Jerry from everyone's mouth his whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's another year of it? In my opinion, you know, like, maybe I'm wrong and Jerry's just got senile on the family and decided, you know what, we're gonna get rid of Parsons in his prime. But I really think he's just wearing it, and I think he don't want to tell, hey, this was Steven's call, this is Steven's team, and now everyone hates Steven for the next 20 years like they hate Jerry.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that, Noah. But I think certainly one of the interesting elements of it is, I think Dallas with Micah Parsons, certainly a contender, and I think Green Bay was already a contender, and now they're even a bigger contender with Micah Parsons. And
I got the Cowboys still winning. I got the Cowboys winning the East.
Yeah,
I think so.
I
go crazy.
I think Dak's going to have a big year, and he's going to have to.
Yeah, and tomorrow, Walt, I'm going to end it with this. Tomorrow I'm coming at you with a parlay. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm coming at you with a couple plays and a parlay for this weekend. Let's get paid, and I'm glad you could get our mans on Underdog, teach him what Underdog was.
Yep.
I think he could get some money. So
I'm happy you
can tell him. All right, well, have a great day, man.
Thank you, Noah.
As always.
Boise State coming right back, driving down the field. This is actually their best drive of the game so far, especially because it's an answer. There's a flag. What's the flag? What was the flag? Oh, my God. They roughed the passer.
Like, you're all happy because you think they roughed the passer.
Oh, crap. Well, yeah, Ramona, you forgot your two ways to win.
Yeah, I know. See, I'm kind of upset with myself.
Yeah, you forgot your two ways to win. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? I'll tell you what. South Florida has not been smart. Let's be honest. I mean, they've taken a number of penalties here that have hurt them and are hurting me. So thanks for nothing. Got to hold them to a field goal, South Florida. Got to hold them to a field goal. Let's freaking go. We'll see how that plays out. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Now that, you know, with that penalty, they're at the 12-yard line. They're inside the 12. First down, inside the 12-yard line. 4:16 left in the first half. South Florida up 10-7. But there's a nice play. There's a nice stick on first down. Second and 10. You'll get nothing and like it. You'll get nothing and like it, Boise State. We're in one break and I'm like cussing up a storm, and Ramona's saying, because I'm watching the game. Yeah, people know that Ramona's football.
I know. That's what you're saying. Yeah, it's okay to cuss at the TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, the TV wouldn't know what to do if I didn't cuss at it. Oh yes, yes. Now Boise State moves finally. Finally, some mistakes on the other side. Let's see some of that. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They're the best. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online at gilstrapproofing.com. They're the best. They help Ramona every 10 years. They help Ramona much more than her football team just helped her. Because Boise State just fumbled, Ramona, as I was reading that. Yes, Ramona, yes. South Florida hitting. South Florida, they're doing some hitting there in South Florida, Ramona. How about that? James, how are you, James? Good to have you.
How are you doing today?
Good, James. Thank you.
I'm calling in to ask if you noticed on the practice squad where DJ made the Chargers.
Oh, how about that? Yeah.
You know, they keep 17 players, and he was one of the ones they kept.
Yeah, how about that?
But Hunter Renfro ain't been picked up yet.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting a little worried about that. You know, multiple teams have had eyes on him, and people just don't seem interested.
Well, they sent a report today that he was supposed to go work out for the Steelers.
Yeah.
And
I hope it works out for him. That's for sure.
Yeah. But I noticed the Clemson players that got picked up that have been released, and there was about five or six of them that have been.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of good talent. And you know, it would be amazing if DJ Uiagalelei actually winds up sticking, and so it's a good start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would.
Yep.
Well, you have a good one.
Thank you, James. You too. Good job. All right. So what do we have here, Ramona? We have, by the way, live football during our slots. Awesome. It never happens. It is South Florida is facing a 3rd and 6, 2 minutes left in the first half. From around their own, what are they at? 35, somewhere like that. And it's 10-7 South Florida. You know, Ramona, when I saw that fumble scooped up, I thought they might score. I was thinking this could go 17-7, but it didn't. Sadly, it did not. All right. we have one other game tonight, Ross. Let's cover that. We'll talk about all the other games tomorrow, all the games of the You Pick 'em contest. Nothing's going to happen overnight. There are no games played. So we'll cover them in depth right from the start of the show tomorrow. All right, what else do we have tonight, Rona? Don't we have NC State?
I think so.
Okay, first of all, the breakdown on this game is
8-4.
Yeah. And who are the eight? Who is the four? Let's do it that way.
USF is Mickey, Faxon, Mike, and you.
Okay. And then the NC State East Carolina game,
right,
that is tonight, and we have it as NC State an 11.5-point favorite.
Right.
Okay, and what's the breakdown here?
8-4 again, East Carolina.
What? What?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Okay,
oh, NC man, State. Again, another game where only four people are going to be right. So who are the four?
NC State
are going to be right?
Are Kwok, Ben,
no, I don't, yeah,
you,
oh, okay,
and Nick.
Ah, Kwok, Ben, me.
That, it's easier to read the lesser number.
Yeah, especially because those are going to be the winners. NC State by 100. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
They remain loaded for Michael Harris. One down. Ozzie, Drake, and Matt take their leads. First pitch swinging and a miss by Harris. That time got a fastball by him. Braves leading 1-0. Harris with a neon green cleats, neon green sleeves.